Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, March the 28th, and I'm Margaret.
I'm Phil.
And I'm Joyce.
And coming up this week, we've got the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First up, we have our notices section, and we'll start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 6:46 a.m. and sunset will be at 7:40 p.m. We can expect plenty of rain over the next week, as per usual when it's bank holiday. There may even be some snow over higher ground, but it's not expected to be a lot and mainly sleet. Temperatures are expected to stay warmer over the next few days, staying around 8 to 9 Celsius, with highs next week of 11 Celsius.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week. Are you struggling to see your clocks on the wall or shelf? If so, try repositioning them to reduce light shining off the face to make it easier to see. By changing the angle or the height, you can sometimes make it more visible. If it is still difficult to see, try using an audio watch or clock, which will tell you the time at the press of a button. This week's tip was provided by low vision advice expert John Walters. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Aaron Rhodes on 01384 889 882 or pop one in the post with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. Following unprecedented success, our regional treasure and panto star, Doreen, returns due to popular demand with her 2017 sellout show, Rise of the Yam Yam. In a unique mixture of hilarious stand-up, sit-down, video surprises and unforgettable music, the comedy queen of the Black Country sets out to challenge Darwin with her very own theory of evolution. This is taking place on Thursday, the 5th of April at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are £12.50 or £28.50 with a £3 booking fee. For more information, call the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre on 01902 429212.
Tunes from the Trenches. Join the Canal Trust for an evening of music with the era of World War I, performed in the unique venue of our limestone mines. Step aboard our special electric trip boats, which will transport you deep into the underground tunnels of Dudley to the magnificent singing cavern for an hour of musical entertainment. Enjoy the singing cavern, living up to its name, as visitors have done for over 100 years. With classic songs including Keep the Home Fires Burning and A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square, our performers will entertain you with the tunes that thrilled the troops, as well as friends and family back home. On the 14th of April, boats will depart at 6:30 p.m. and return to the portal at approximately 8:30 p.m. with the concert lasting around 1 hour. The cost is £12 per person. This event is part of our series of events commemorating 100 years since the end of World War I. Call 0121 557 6265 or visit www.dudleycanaltrust, which is all one word, .org.uk.
Thank you, Margaret and Phil. Now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre, as well as other important information. Beacon Wheelers. Due to the poor weather, our first session of the year was cancelled. Fingers crossed the weather picks up over the next few weeks and we will be able to get back on track. Dates to follow soon. The club have lots of exciting activities planned for the coming year and really want new members to come and join them. They meet every other Tuesday at Hapney Green Airport. Transport is available. 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And the sessions cost £5. Please get in touch. Hugby, 6th Rugby. Sessions are delivered by Worcester Warriors and are free. They take place on Thursdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Wolverhampton College, Wellington Road, Bilston, Wolverhampton, WV14 6BT. Transport will be available if needed from Beacon Centre on the day of the sessions, leaving at 10:40 a.m. If you want to attend, then please get in touch. Come and give it a try. Building better opportunities. The Beacon Centre's BBO project assists visually impaired people to become work ready, enter further education, or have an improved social life, greater independence and building confidence. Employment support, career guidance, CV and application form filling, employability courses, financial workshops, IT training on mobile phones, tablets and computers. Life skills and social activities. Peer support groups, social outings, sports sessions and lifestyle activities using assistive technology. And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Joyce.
Bye-bye from Margaret.
And goodbye from Phil.
And just a little reminder, because it's Easter next week, we shan't be here next Wednesday. So you'll be missing a CD for a week. Thank you. Bye.